I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. I want to talk about self-doubt and the internal negative chatter that deeply impacts every aspect of our lives. How do we take steps toward aligning the life we want when we are caught up downplaying everything that is great about us? Or maybe we are focused on being supportive to everyone else but ourselves. Untangling the web of chaos that prevents our own success and happiness is the conversation today. No more being a people pleaser and leaving yourself behind. Often living this way feels messy and too complicated to change. You want things to be different, but you can't see a way out, especially if your actions are linked to cultural norms or expectations you've been a part of creating. And yet I'm here to tell you that this is not true or impossible. Everything you have in place today was built one brick at a time. So rearranging the structure of your life is about redeploying that effort, only this time to look and feel the way you want on your terms. You can't just think or talk about the life you want or complain about what you don't have. You need to treat this like an urgent situation and get busy doing. This is about you, so naturally, it is really important to start with you. Think about how good it feels when you do something special for someone you love or admire. Maybe it's a gift, a surprise of some sort. You see something your bestie would love, or you find something your partner will appreciate. You know how you smile inside, excited to give it to them? Here's where you turn that excitement toward yourself. Get all warm and sugary toward you. Seriously, fall for yourself and start there. Sure, some might be thinking, what the F is she talking about? I'm saying, if you don't fall in love with yourself first, it will be near impossible to build a life you can love, like truly love. At each turn, decision, or even crisis, if you don't have your own back, it will be way too easy for the world to smack you down and tell you no, you can't. If you don't fall in love with yourself and function from that solid ground, you'll end up believing you aren't worthy when things don't go according to plan. Giving up will be easier. Trust me on this. I am well acquainted with the recipe for disaster. Everyone wants the magic answer or list of steps to take. I can't say it enough. The more we love and appreciate ourselves, the more encouraged we actually feel to make the shifts and changes we desire and set goals like never before. Think about the way a house is built. You can dream about that big walk-in closet on the second floor. But if you don't build a solid and sturdy foundation, there is no second floor. The stronger you set that base, the higher up you can go. It really is that simple. And here's the big bonus. Once you let that sink in and embrace the beauty of self-love as your starting point or ground zero, every aspect of your life can withstand change and will even beg for it. Relationships, jobs, and career, health, all of it is now open for change. Who knew it was going to be about going inward and not outward for the solution? If you haven't considered starting at this point, I recommend it. Think about everything that makes you smile or happy, from a plate of pasta to a favorite vacation or even sex. There are no limits. Make a list. Keep adding to it regularly. Visual reminders are a good way to get started. Build off of that with sitting quietly. Even 5 minutes will do. Seeing and visualizing life ahead. do not look back, only look forward. While you're sitting quietly, envision your life ahead. Take a few deep breaths. Say something nice to yourself. That's your homework. Every day, start there. After a few months of this, drop me a note to let me know how it's going. I'll happily and freely respond to any questions or requests for next steps from me to you. Susan@dreamsdetours.com. It's always good to talk to you. Be kind to yourself, look after each other, and thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.